Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, with insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you for joining us. Hope you have a great weekend this weekend, and it is great to be back in the USA, Red.
Yes, it is. Although it was great to be out for a while.
I'm telling you. And if opportunity presented itself, I'd be happy to go back anytime to South Africa. And if you been listening to the show, you know, Red and I were just returned from our safari trip with Bushman's Quiver, and first of all, I want to thank Kevin Flesh for filling in for us, a partner with us here on Sportsman of Colorado, and he did a great job, I believe, Saturday a week ago, and then here over Memorial Day weekend, we actually played a best of show, but I want to thank Kevin for hosting the show, and he had Tina Francone on with Straightforward Shooting, and they talked a lot about the concealed weapon things and gun trust and things of that nature, and so I want to thank Kevin for that, and boy, I heard the Rockies little spot there, and Red and I caught the Rockies game last night. It was a bummer. I thought Todd Helton had saved us there, Red, with that home run.
Oh, that was exciting, man.
It was. He crushed that ball. It went to the second deck, and he took about eight or nine pitches from a guy, and you could just tell Todd was going to win that battle. And unfortunately, it did not prove to be a win for the Rockies last night. But we welcome your calls, 303-331-7116, 303-331-7116. And as we mentioned, we left here on Monday the 13th and flew from here to Washington, D.C., and then to Dakar, Senegal, and then caught a – we're actually just a connecting flight there, and then went into Johannesburg, got there on Tuesday night, and we were met at the airport by our – actually, Red's guide ended up being a gentleman by the – we call FC, and then a lady by the name of Adele, and – I'm going to talk about her a little bit more later on, but, you know, taking guns over to a different country is not the easiest thing in the world, Red and I learned.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, a lot of red tape and paperwork, and we're going to talk about Adele's company a little bit, but, you know, we have so much we want to talk about, you know, just about our experience there, and hopefully this will be entertaining for you as well, and because this is something that we had always dreamed of doing and never dreamed it would be possible to do, and that is to take a hunt in South Africa. And we met Bushman's Quiver guys at the Tanner Gun Show. And by the way, this is a Tanner Gun Show weekend. And
that's right.
Several of our sponsors will be out there. We've got High Plains Safe Sales, Jim Parsons, and Ammo Can, and Bushman's Quiver. And Red and I will be heading out there a little bit later this morning, probably about 10 or so, and we'll be out there at their booth for a while. If you get a chance, stop by and say hello, and love to meet you and tell you about our experience. And
again, show you a few pictures.
I'm telling you, we got some, and carrying them in our wallet. But boy, we just had a great time.
Yes, about the most difficult part of the whole trip was getting our guns through DIA with the security out there at the airport. They messed everything up, and I cannot give them a good plug. They need to fire some people or hire some better people or have their regulations down a little better. We checked our guns in, declared everything like we were supposed to, and they went through the process. Two different guys looked at our opened our gun cases and checked out the serial numbers, checked out the guns, put paperwork inside of them. And then after we got to the boarding area, well, they were calling us on the speaker and said they needed the keys to our guns because they hadn't gotten to check our guns yet. And they wound up cutting locks off and messing a lot of stuff up. And that was a little upsetting going, but it still worked out great. And fortunately, our guns and ammo did arrive in South Africa with us, and we had a great hunt in South Africa.
And I tell you, I want to thank SKB for supplying our gun cases for us, and a gentleman by the name of Eric is the local rep here in Colorado. And boy, these cases are amazing. If you have not checked out, if you need a good gun case, I highly recommend these for travel. I mean, boy, I'm not, there's, they offer a big variety, but ours actually was able to hold our shotguns, our rifle, and very, very well padded in there. You don't have to cut anything out to form fit your rifle. It just automatically fits in there. And again, very, very durable. They're waterproof. I think they come with like $1,500 worth of insurance on the on your rifles in there, and on wheels.
Yeah, so, I had the wheels on the bottom. That made it great to be able to haul them.
Yeah, so we want to thank SKB for sponsoring those cases for us. Again, our number is 303-331-7116. And as Red mentioned, boy, TSA, I've been thinking about what I could use for those initials, but I don't want to get in trouble because, man, I tell you what. And at Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C., just real quickly, you know, coming back, we had, when we got off the South African Airways, we had to get our luggage, just like we were leaving and living in Washington, D.C., but we got to get our luggage, our guns, get in line, go back through to get on a United flight back to Denver. And, boy, I think we are going to have better luck finding intelligent life on Mars than employees at Dulles Airport. I mean, it was unbelievable. Everybody, we say, where do we go to check in our guns? Well, you go down this end of the airport, take a right, do this. We'd go down there, and they'd send us, no, go down there, take a left. And after, honestly, five or six people sent us in the wrong directions. We had 2.5 hour layover there and got on the flight 19 minutes before takeoff. Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, they make it difficult for you, but it's still worth it to take your own gun. They actually had guns at Bushman's Quiver that we could have used, but, you know, you get used to your own gun and you love your the gun that you've got and the scope. You're used to how it works, and it's worth it to get your own guns there.
Let's talk about our weapons and what we took and maybe give some perks to.
You bet, and I'm telling you what, now, our guns worked great. I have a Remington 700, Model 700. It's the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Edition in 300 Winchester Short Magnum. I've got a Leupold VX3L 4.5 by 14 by 56 millimeter scope. That's the scope that's got the hump cut out of the bottom of it so it sits down low on your rifle. It has the illuminated Boone and Crockett reticle. I mean, the scope actually costs more than my gun, which costs plenty. And but man, it was a tremendous combination, and I was using a Federal Premium 300 Winchester Magnum 180 grain trophy bonded tip ammunition, and everything worked great. I actually got to kill 10 different animals, one shot on each animal, and they dropped like a rock. The bullets performed great. My scope and everything was still sighted in thanks to those great SKB gun cases that we took, and we actually got there and Wednesday morning before we started hunting. We went to the shooting range there at Bushman's Quiver, made sure our guns were sighted in, and they were. And I tell you what, that 300 really worked great, dropped every animal just one shot.
And you were shooting 180 grain?
Yes, 180 grain. Yeah. I used 160 grain back in the fall on my elk hunt, and it just I couldn't quite get it sighted in as tight a grouping as I liked. And so they recommended, Bushman's Quiver recommended to us that we use the 180 grain instead of the 165 grain. And that, for my particular rifle, that 180 grain bullet actually worked better. And I had three bullets touching the bullseye when I finally got sighted in like I liked. And when we got to Bushman's Quiver and then did our sight in that first morning, I took one shot, drilled the bullseye right in the center, and I thought, okay, man, I'm ready. Let's
good
go hunting.
Go. No kidding. And I shoot a 300 Weatherby Magnum, and I was also shooting a 180 grain AccuTip bullet. And I took nine animals on this, and let's see, I actually shot 11 shots, okay, because one, they had me put an extra round in a blue wildebeest I took. You were with me on that one because we didn't get to hunt together the whole time. And I want to talk a little bit more about communication with your PH on the next segment. But Red and I you know, got to hunt on a few different occasions together over that time. And I mean, this blue wildebeest dropped right there, but he was kind of kicking around a little bit. So they had me put an extra round in his chest. And then one I was shooting my probably my longest shot or next to longest shot was about 280 yards on a Gims buck. And I was shooting a 220 grain bullet. I was actually had brought some ammo. I was going to go after an Elan, and then had that hit a little bit heavier ammo. And so my bullet dropped on me, and I actually hit his leg, and he just barely moved. And so I actually thought, well, he's standing there, so I'm going to go ahead and throw 180 grain in there, and did that and crushed him, and just, you know, he dropped right in his tracks. And that's a cool deal, because a lot of times we shoot elk or deer here, they'll run a little bit, but man, to see a big animal just completely crushed right there or drop the minute you hear the gun go off is an awesome thing.
And, well, it was the same way with me when I shot my wildebeest. Of course, my shot was only about 40 yards on my wildebeest, but they had been telling us how tough the wildebeest was, and how boy, even shot through the lungs or heart, they'd run 100 yards or further. And they referred to the wildebeest as the poor man's Cape Buffalo because it was tough like a Cape Buffalo. And so when I got my shot about 40 yards, he was looking straight at me, and I was thinking, all right, let's drill him good, and so he didn't run off too far. And I shot him right in the chest, and I mean, he folded, he collapsed, hit the dirt like, you know, just, I mean, immediately. And I thought, oh, well, hey, this is a good bullet.
Right. Yeah, no, they did a great job. Again, our number is 303-331-7116, 303-331-7116. I want to invite you to check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We have an Ask the Expert segment. We use your question on air. We'll give you a $25 Cabela gift card. And again, they're due to open August 15th here in the Denver area, one up north, I think around 144th area up there, and then down south here in the Highlands Ranch Lone Tree area right behind Sky Ridge Hospital. Also, we have a bragging gallery, and my wife is actually out of town. I'll pick her up tonight at the airport, and when she gets back, I'm going to have her get to posting our pictures so you can see those on our website. And I'd like to invite you to send us your photos. And they can be, you know, fishing, they can be hunting, they can be, you know, whatever, waterfowl, anything, big game. We'd love to have your pictures as well. Also, if you'd like us on Facebook, that would be a good thing. If you have any topics you want us to talk about on our show, please just send me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado, and we will certainly look to find those experts to help you there and talk about what you want to talk about. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about our hunt and a little bit about the process of everything we went through to get there, and then just tell you a little bit more about Bushman's Quiver. And I mentioned Adele. She's with a company called Hunter's Permits Africa, and kind of tell you her process. So you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill, and we'll be right back after this message. When I lose
my Sports Radio 1600, The Zone.
The number one concern for baby boomers today is financial security. Hi, I'm Dot Mechtenberg. I'm a financial advisor with 43 years of experience, and I've become the trusted resource for people planning retirement transitions. I want to see that you have enough money to enjoy the lifestyle you love for the rest of your life. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948. That's 303-647-1948. Or visit us at dotmechtenberg.com. That's dot dotmechtenberg.com.
Dot Mechtenberg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Is the paint on your home faded or peeling? Are you tired of the paint colors in your home? Hi, this is Kevin Getz, owner of American Painting Specialists. We have been transforming plain houses and buildings into vibrant homes and offices throughout the Denver metro area for more than 25 years. American Painting Specialists offers high-quality interior and exterior painting services with guaranteed results. Call 303-937-1912 for a free, no-obligation estimate. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, you will receive $100 off a full interior or exterior paint job. Call 303-937-1912 or visit our website at AmericanPaintingSpecialists.com. American Painting Specialists is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. American Painting Specialists, for a professional experience from start to finish.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Have you been accused of a DUI? Don't understand the forms you've been served? I'm here to help. My name is Kevin Flesch, and my law firm is in the business of defending you, both at the DMV process and the criminal court. We're going to try to keep your license and keep you out of jail. If you don't know what to do next, call me today, 303-884-1037. Again, that number is 303-884-1037. We provide free consultations and answer all of your questions. Remember, you have only 7 days after you're arrested to perfect your right to a hearing with the DMV. Don't give up that right. Don't go it alone. Call me today, 303-884-1037. Or visit my website, Criminal Law, Flesch Law, that's F-L-E-S-C-H, law.com.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167. Or visit my website at yablonlaw.com. That's Y-A, B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club, and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to NoSliceGolf.com. That's NoSliceGolf.com.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full-service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at IronForgeTrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery. Located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Our call-in number is 303-331-7116. This is Red Merrill, and I want to thank one of our sponsors right quick. It's Paintball Adventures. Wayne Samuels, the owner of that. It's out off of Airport Road and Reynolds Drive. And they have the outdoor paintball games, a tremendous location, lots of cover, lots of different things set up. And they are open today and tomorrow and many other days during the week for if you schedule a special weekday event. And you want to go out there and keep your shooting skills up and the excitement and fun of playing paintball games. And you can take you can go as an individual or you can go out as a group. And but you can contact them and have some great fun out playing paintball. So it's called Paintball Adventures. It's off of Airport Road and Reynolds Drive.
And we want to thank all of our sponsors. Without them, this show would not be possible. And so check out our website. There you'll find some great companies that are partnered with us. And we also have a legal team, and you can find some great attorneys there if that it may be a need that you might have. And hopefully you won't need any of them. But if you do, we've got some great partners there as well. I want to tell you about, we're going to get into our talking a little bit more about our trip to South Africa, but in our third segment today, if you're in the Colorado Springs area, we're going to have Laura Carno on. And Laura, I was watching, there's a show called Cam and Company, which you may be familiar with, that talks a lot about the NRA news and events, and I actually saw her interviewed on this show and emailed her, and she was kind enough to respond and said she would love to be on, and she's involved in this recall in Colorado Springs. And so I don't want to give out too much there and let her talk about it, but I hope you'll join us for this third segment as well with Laura Carno. So, Red, let's talk a little bit about the process of the whole thing because, you know, we had no idea what to expect and everything. And so the first thing I would tell you to do is go to the Tanner Gun Show and register at Bushman's Quivers booth for a free hunt. Now, I've always said to people, nothing's free, but I'm going to tell you this is a legitimate drawing, and I was fortunate enough to win, and they didn't know anything about it, okay? So I don't want you to think just because we had a show that, oh, you won, because I just went there and did this and actually won. And what you get in it, I believe, was 7 days of hunt, and they value that at about $200 a day. And so that was a $1,400 value, and then won an Impala and a Blessed Buck, and that was about $1,000 worth of animals. And then And you're not required to purchase anything else, any other animals that you might want to shoot. And, you know, you can just do that and go. But I figured once I'm over there, you might as well shoot some more. That's what we did. And so that'd be the first thing I would tell you to do. And then I want to mention a gentleman, which you've heard on the show before, Hunter Roop. Hunter is the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver. And this meant a lot to us. We actually, I actually met Hunter, in December at the Tanner Gun Show, but then when the ISC show happened, the International Sportsman's Expo here in Denver, Stefan Vandermeerve came in. He's the owner, and we really got to spend a lot of time with him. And, you know, there's so many booths at that, and how do you know who to trust? And, I mean, we had the typical questions you do. I mean, you fly to Africa, how do you know they're going to be there to pick you up? And, you know, who's legit? And we heard one story of one outfitter there where a guy had was just getting ready to pay a very large deposit to one of the outfitters there, and the guy got put in prison for fraud. And so it's something to know who to trust. And I'm telling you, it won't take you long to, once you meet Stefan and Hunter, to realize these are genuine guys and honest people. And, you know, we loved our time there. And, I mean, we honestly, Stefan has a saying, you know, you come as a client, leave as a friend. And but as much time as we had spent with them here, we kind of already went as a friend. Wouldn't you agree, Red? And, but when we left, I mean, we really did feel like, you know, part of Stefan's family and his wife.
Naki?
Naki, yeah. That was just so sweet. And he had two little girls, and they were just as adorable as you could ever want and just made you feel welcome. And but why don't you talk a little bit of the process of paperwork that we sat down and went through with Hunter and just kind of let people know what to expect?
Well, there were a lot of things involved that you have no idea about how you have to what kind of paperwork you have to fill out. But we had to, of course, get our guns, all the paperwork for sending our guns over to South Africa, and that's where Adele came in and helped with that paperwork there. And it was well worth it. I think it cost us about $130 a piece for Adele's service. But when we got to the airport in South Africa, we were just able to, first of all, get our luggage and then walk right over to security. Our guns were there. Adele was there to meet us. And we walked in, and there was a huge line people there, lots of hunters coming into South Africa. And we got to go to the front of the line. She had our paperwork. The security guys we had to open our case. They checked the serial number, said, "You're good to go." And we were out of there in less than about 15 minutes.
We had not brushed up on our Afrikaan language, so I'm so thankful she was there. We would have just been talking louder and slower to try to get them to understand us, but having her there was great. And again, her company is Hunters Permits Africa. Her website is hunterspermitsafrica.co.za. Now, she is not exclusive to Bushman's Quiver. While we certainly want to tell you that we would 1,000% recommend using Bushman's Quiver, she does work for some other outfitters there, so she can help you with any permits if you're going to South Africa. But you can check out her website, hunterspermitsafrica.co.za.
Yeah, and then the contract for what animals we were going to kill, and we signed up in advance, picked out the animals that we wanted to initially wanted to hunt. We had seven animals each, the same animals on each of our list. And then the contract, and we were able to put some money down and then pay off as we because we started talking about our hunt in January and went in May, and that gave us some time to pay up front and get our hunt all paid for. And of course, Hunter Roop was able to help us with all of that paperwork and the contract, and then recommending you know, what kind of shot he knew what kind of shots we were going to need to get. Of course, once you get your airline itinerary, then you can call whatever doctor, medical organization you like, and find out what shots you need to get. But all our paperwork and everything was handled by Hunter Roop, and so that we didn't have any
surprises
yeah. going on, okay. and everything was taken care of, and it was a very enjoyable experience.
And from the time they picked us up at the airport, like I say, this gentleman named FC, which we just, man, really truly learned to love. I mean, this guy was probably the funniest guy I have ever been around in my life. I mean, he was hilarious. And just tell you one quick story. Hunter, Red and I were actually going out with Hunter one day. He was wanting to kill a larger kudu than he had ever shot, and he was looking for something 55 inches or better. And so we were going along on this one concession, and actually spotted one. It was about a 250-yard shot for Hunter, and he made a good shot and got it. But it was on an incline, and they take a lot of photos because those are great memories for you. And so the animal kept wanting to roll down the hill, so they kind of propped it up, and FC got behind it,
laid down on the ground.
Yeah, behind it and holding its head and holding the animal in place so everybody could take their photos. And you would have had to been there, but, I mean, it was absolutely.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that, making jokes and stuff, and he just laughed and had a great time.
He was. And so got picked up at the airport on a Tuesday night and took us in there, had a great dinner. They've got a great outside of kind of a fire pit place where they build a big fire every night and they do grilling out. And so some of the animals that you'll take, they actually get to taste some of those, and just great food. And they provide breakfast, you know, lunch. Most time of breakfast is a light kind of breakfast because you want to get out hunting. But lunch and then just a big dinner. And I mean, boy, there was a couple of nights there he cooked more meat than we could have ever eaten in our life. But they really take care of you, and they have someone there to wash your, do your laundry for you. And so you don't really have to take, and we learned some lessons about taking extra clothes, just, you know, several changes, and they take care of all that for you as well. And we're going to come back in just a minute and talk about more with Laura Carno, and then we'll finish up our last segment with telling you a little bit more about our hunt. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Give us a call, 303-331-7116. Maybe you've been thinking about going to South Africa. We'd love to hear from you, or maybe you've been, and we'd love to hear your story. So give us a call, 303-331-7116. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado.
And race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence.
John Stash Hour. Weekdays at 5.
James Harrison, here's what he spends on making sure his body is ready for the grind of an NFL season. $500,000 a year. He says he uses a hyperbaric chamber in Arizona, has his own staff of acupuncturists, massage therapists, and homeopathic doctors, and he'll bring them to Cincinnati.
Can't you just lift weights? Run, jog, lift weights? Isn't that really enough to get the trick done?
Weekdays at 5 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. 9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Boson is an official sponsor, a Sportsman of Colorado.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Planning on some spring or summer cleaning? Maybe a remodel job is in your plans. It's the Roll-Off Remedies Spring and Summer Special. Get a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285 when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Free delivery and free pickup and 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553. Or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman.
When it comes to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterTeesTaxidermy.com.
Spring is here, and now is the perfect time to get your home in shape. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair, or you want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating does it all. For over 40 years, Lakewood Plumbing has been assuring your 100% satisfaction. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive a preseason air conditioning tune-up for only $99. That's right, only $99. Call now, 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007 or visit lakewoodplumbing.com. Lakewood Plumbing and Heating is an A-plus member of the BBB and an official registered company of haystackhelp.com.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100. Or visit their website at LynnLyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Our number is 303-331-7116. And we're going to go to the phones real quick. And Laura, if you'll hold on just 1 minute here. And Roger, I want to bring you up and say good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm just great. How are you?
Good, good. You know, I have Laura is a guest that I've got to get to real quick, but I wanted to talk to you just a minute here. You've hunted with Bushman's Quiver.
That's correct. Man,
we got a picture of your cave buffalo. My stars. I have never seen such a large animal in my life.
I hadn't either. It was just huge.
Yeah, we actually got to eat part of your cave buffalo our first night there.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it was excellent. So, you know, if you don't mind, I would love to have you. I don't want to leave you on hold for 15. If you want to call back about 8:45, I would love to get you back on. But take just a minute and tell us just about your experience with Bushman's Quiver.
Oh, it was outstanding. You know, when I signed up at the gun show at the Tanner Gun Show there, I didn't give it much thought after that. And Hunt called later. The on Sunday evening and told me that I had won. And
you had two. Okay, that's how I got hooked into that.
And I thought, we'll see how this goes. So initially I was very skeptical, but then after meeting with Hunt and going through all the paperwork and everything, it all came to fruition, and it was a very exciting experience. People should not be skeptical about going over to the Tanner Gun Show and signing up at their booth over there. It really turned out great.
No, it did. It did. And like I say, I don't want to mess with your Saturday, but I want to get to
the Lord. No problem. I'd be glad to call back.
Yeah, if you can call back in about 10 minutes, I'd love to get you back on, and we'll talk to you a little bit more about your hunt. I appreciate it.
I'd be glad to do that.
Okay, Roger. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, I want to welcome our next guest, Laura Carno. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I watch a show quite a bit called Cam & Company, and deals with a lot with the NRA and the NRA news and what's just going on in the country about our gun laws and things. And that Cam Edwards does a great job. And I was watching, and they were from Houston at the NRA show there, and I saw Laura and was very, very impressed with her and sent her an email, and she was kind enough to respond. So, Laura, I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, Scott, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're more than welcome. And I also have my partner, Red Merrill, in studio with us. And
good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Laura.
You know, and Laura's with a cause, really, and a company, IamCreatedEqual.com, and want you to check that out. And so, Laura, why don't you just tell our listeners just a little bit kind of about yourself, and then we'll get into what you're currently working on.
Sure, you bet. You know, I was just a boring old banker for 25 years until I tripped and fell into politics in 2008. And I started I Am Created Equal last year because I didn't really see anyone on our side speaking to people who weren't that interested in politics. You know, on the Republican side of the aisle, we love our Constitution, our founding principles, and we have this language that we use to talk to one another. But there are so many people out there in the political middle or sort of that politically disinterested area where they really don't want the government butting into their life, but they also don't want a civics lesson. So what our goal is and who we're reaching is we're trying to talk to normal people who just don't like politics and give them relevant information about how the government is really butting into their life and telling them what to do.
Right. Now, the big thing that you're working on currently in the Colorado Springs, you're involved in the recall effort of State Senate President John Morse there in Colorado Springs. So tell us just a little bit about that. And then, first of all, let's get to, your company is I Am Created Equal. Tell us just a little bit about what that is.
Yeah, so I Am Created Equal, I've got two organizations. One is I Am Created Equal, which is a 527. We started raising money last year. We were doing ads during the presidential election. We're using that to do ads here in the Morse recall. I also have a C4, which I'm also using to help the recall. We did some paid signatures for them. We did a poll in the Morse recall, those sorts of things. And the other thing I'm helping with, because I am here in Colorado Springs where Senator Morse is, mm-hmm. and I've been involved in politics for a while, I'm helping them with just talking to the media. The actual recall committee, these are grassroots, normal people who've never been involved in politics before, but weren't real happy with the fact that Senator Morse, who's a Democrat, he actually ran as a very moderate Democrat, which you would expect in Colorado Springs.
Right.
And as soon as the Bloomberg money started flowing into Colorado earlier this year, his legislative agenda changed radically. And people aren't happy about that. There are so many people that have signed these petitions who voted for Senator Morse and now want to vote to unseat him.
Laura, this is Red. What exactly caused you to get involved in the recall race, the specifics of it?
Sure. So let me back up to a little earlier in the year. I've always been guns have always been my political issue for decades since I was in California. It's what really got me involved in politics. And earlier in the year, when Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which is Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun organization, when they started pouring millions into Colorado into advertisements to support these gun control laws, even though I'm just kind of a little fish here, not a billionaire, I thought somebody has to answer Michael Bloomberg. He can't get away with this in Colorado. So just through money I raised through my 527, we started running radio ads earlier in the year. And one of them was trying to reach women who don't necessarily use the word Second Amendment in their daily vocabulary, but know that they have the right to choose their own form of self-defense. Denver doesn't get to do that for them. And that's the ad that sort of went national and has gotten a lot of national coverage for what we're doing at I Am Created Equal. So I was already involved in that. I went up to the Capitol to try and testify against the bills. And so when the recall effort came up, I thought, okay, well, these are tough. These are David versus Goliath type efforts. How can I help? And I reached out to some donors who were also interested in helping. And that's how I got involved in supporting the recall.
Now, you know, his term, from my understanding, is up in 2014. So some people may say, why go through all this trouble of recalling him now?
Right. That's a great question, because it seems like he only has one more year. What sort of damage can he do, and why spend the money here? So there's a couple of reasons. Number one, John Morse is the Senate president. So not only did he sponsor one of the bills that ended up getting killed, but it was the liability for gun store owners and manufacturers and that sort of thing. It didn't get passed. But so not only did he run that himself, but he was really the architect of this whole agenda as a Senate president. And for any of your listeners who were in Denver to try and testify against these bills, he architected the how that day went on whether we as citizens could talk to our government or not. He put seven bills through two committees in one day, and there were 10,000 people there. And I didn't get to testify along with just about everybody else there. And people don't take kindly to that here in Colorado. We had people driving from the Western Slope and the mountains and the Eastern Plains to testify just to be shut down. And so Senator Morse was really in charge of cutting off that public process. So not only did he say, you shall have these gun control laws because we deem they're good for you, he said, and we're not going to hear from you on it. And that just wasn't okay. So getting him out is important as a leader. And as you guys know, gun control is happening all over the country, yes, not just here. And Bloomberg is pouring his millions into a lot of different states. So we're also hoping, in removing Senator Morse, that we send some shockwaves across the country to other legislators who ran as pro-gun or not anti-gun, to say, look, you need to answer to your constituents, not to Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
No, you're right.
Yes. So not only did he lie about about being a moderate, but he was bought off by big money from out of state.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, when I looked at his legislative agenda before 2013, he had very moderate bills. There weren't gun control bills. And actually, in 2007, he sponsored a CCW reciprocity bill so that if people with CCWs from other states came into Colorado, they would be honored. And so to go from sponsoring a CCW reciprocity bill to all of these terrible gun control bills, you know something has changed. And his constituents saw that and want him out.
Okay. I got about a minute left here, and sorry for the short time, but again, I want to get you back on next week so we can talk a little bit more. But how would you say the recall is going now, and what are the next steps for you?
Yeah, it's going very well, and they're doing their final push this weekend on getting as many signatures as they can. Every signature counts, and Monday is the day to turn them in at the Secretary of State's office. So by the next time we talk, we'll know what's going on with the Secretary of State's office, where they are in their validation process, and then after the validation process, there's a period of time to get on the ballot, and there are some variables in there, but we'll know more next week.
Okay, great, and check out our website, IamCreatedEqual.com. Again, Laura Carno. And Laura, I want to thank you. And then we'll talk this week. And then, like I say, get you back on next week for a lot longer segment, because we certainly want to help you in any way we can.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks so much, guys, for having me on.
Okay, thank you. Again, you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Wadley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We come back. Roger's going to call us back, and he just shot an enormous Cape Buffalo. And so we'll have that posted on our website by the midweek as well. But give us a call, 303-331-7116. Again, get out to Tanner Gun Show. Stop by Bushman's Quiver booth and register for a free hunt out there. And Red and I'll be out there probably a little after 10 this morning and would love to meet you. So give us a call, 303-331-7116. We'll be back with more of Sportsman of Colorado.
Got a devastated smile, knock a grown man to his knees.
Want to be my friend?
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Here's Sergio, who has no room to talk about any of this. And he's going to joke now? All of a sudden he's on the stand-up comedy routine tour here? How are you doing? The funny bone coming up next? And I get the feeling sometimes when you hear somebody say something like this, they've said it before, and probably worse.
Dan Patrick. On Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Early retirement, changing jobs. Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
What's the most common problem for golfers? It's the slice. If you want to get rid of your slice, you need No Slice. No Slice was tested by Golf Laboratories, a facility that conducts robotic testing for the golf industry, and the results were amazing. No Slice will eliminate your slice and increase your distance, guaranteed, or your money back. Simply apply No Slice to your golf club for longer, straighter shots and no more lost golf balls. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pidcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was created in 2011 by the merger of Colorado State Parks and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are the leaders in conservation, outdoor recreation, and wildlife management. Parks and Wildlife employees and their partners work together to provide ongoing and outstanding customer service through recreational programs, amenities, and services. For more information, visit the website at wildlife.state.co.us. That's wildlife.state.co.us.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC 1 Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC 1 Consulting now for details, 720-432-3229, or visit our website, TAC1Consulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E consulting.com.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9200 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Wadley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
I'm just trying to be a father.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. I want to thank you for joining us today. Again, our main topic today has been our hunt with Bushman's Quiver. And again, invite you to go out to Tanner Gun Show and visit the booth. I believe Brenda's going to be out there today. And Red and I'll be out there probably around 10:30-ish, something like that, and spend a couple hours out there. So we'd love to meet you and tell you about our hunt, show you some of our pictures. We just happen to have some 16x20 picture. No, I'm kidding you. No, but we had some pictures made of the animals that we took. And again, I was able to take 9 animals there. I got a Bliesbach, an Impala, a zebra, a kudu, an Inyala, a water buck, a warthog, Gims buck, and a blue wildebeest. And Red killed most of that same list, except he got an eland. And then, and Roger Red kills something that you're probably familiar with, but we weren't. Are you familiar with a clip springer? Roger, are you with us?
Hello?
Yeah, Roger, yeah. You with us? Okay.
You bet.
Are you familiar with a clip springer?
I've heard of them, but I've never seen one.
Okay. Well, yeah. We had not either, but I want to tell you something. Now, who was your guide with Bushman's Quiver?
Oh, Stefan.
Stefan does. Okay, all right. He took us out several times, too, and then we hunted with a couple other guys, but... Red, I'll let you tell your story about your clip springer.
Well, I had never even heard of a clip springer and didn't know what one looked like, but I found out it's a member of the antelope family, and it's a small antelope, probably weighed maybe 25 or 30 pounds. It has two horns that go up, and I was told that the average horn length is about 4 inches. And we were actually going into a concession to look for a kudu, and there was a long drive up through a canyon area and had a creek on one side and some sheer rock cliffs on one side. And so we're driving along there, and my guide, who was FC, all of a sudden said, "Oh, man, stop, stop." And he said, here's a real treat, Red. And he said, "Look right up there on the cliff," and there was a female clip springer. And I looked up and saw it. It was just standing out on a projection of rocks, just as plain as day. And he said, "This is a real treat to get to see this animal. They're very rare, and you very seldom see them." And he said, "They're called the ballerina of the rocks, and they kind of have a rubbery sole on their hooves, and they leap around and run up the cliffs and stuff." And he said, "Maybe we can see a male." And then about that time, he did spot a male. And I'm telling you, FC got so excited he was almost shaking. He said, "Oh, Red," he said, "you've got to shoot this animal. You've got to shoot this animal." He said, "This will be the trophy of a lifetime." He said, "I've been hunting clip springers all my life, and I've never seen one this big." Well, I still didn't, you know, I had no clue what it was, but I did see it. And so, you know, I sighted in on it. It was about 100 yards away, and one shot and flipped it in the air because they're so small. And killed it, and they ran up and got it, brought it back down, and it has turned out to be, at this point in time, the new world record clip springer.
Wow. And, outstanding.
Yeah. How do you get it?
There's
got
to be a deduction,
like
though, to shoot a world record and not know what it is, don't you think, Roger?
Well, I owe it all to my guide, to FC and Bushman's Quiver, because, I mean, in all honesty, I had never heard one. It was not on our list to shoot, and it was just a special opportunity. What a blessing to be able to take an animal like that. And all due to FC. Of course, you know, I did make a fantastic shot. I said 100 yards, but probably it was closer to 500 yards. And I was shooting with open sights, of course.
So, Roger, when we saw this Cape Buffalo, I mean, walk us through this, just the story of that experience.
Well, we spent about 4 days on the buffalo, and every time we'd stalk up to them, the wind would change, and off they'd just be gone. And that in itself is rather exciting to hear that herd go through the brush. So on the fourth day, we were riding around, and we came around the corner, you know, bend in the road, and here was a group of bulls standing there, and oh my gosh, the one that I shot was just so huge. We just keyed right in on him, and
It was just huge, and in every imaginable way, the mass of its horns, the boss, its neck was just so massive. So we jumped out and shot that bull. And one of the other guys says, "Well, how many were in that group?" And I says, "I only got to one."
Man, I'm telling you, because I mean, needless to say, not being there and seeing the herd, but that thing is massive.
It really is.
It's a great trophy.
It truly is, and it's so far surpassed my expectations. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, Roger, tell us what gun and bullet were you shooting?
I was shooting the Ruger Hawkeye African in 375 Ruger, and I was using the 300 grain Hornady in both the Dangerous Game Solid and the Dangerous Game Expanding.
Okay, and what other animals did you take?
I took a water buck, a Nyala, a zebra, an impala, a giraffe, an eland, and a hippo.
Wow.
That is a great list. You know, like you say, you won the hunt, which includes two animals, I believe, the impala and the blesbok.
Right.
And but then once you get over there and you actually realize, I'm going to go to Africa on safari.
That's right.
And what an opportunity to go ahead and kill some other animals. And sounds like you had a fantastic hunt.
It was just the greatest adventure of my life so far.
That's great. Now, what would you say, Justin, and we got about 2 or 3 minutes, but what would you say would be your advice for something? Now, was this your first time?
My second.
Your second, okay. And so someone's been over a couple of times, and you learn something each time, just like, you know, Red and I learned a few things from our first time. But what would be your advice to someone, you know, wanting to go over for the first time?
Oh, the biggest thing is just prepare everything you can think of in advance, and Hunt and Stefan were just really very helpful in that regard. Just run their list of things to get accomplished, you know, in advance of when you plan to leave. And secondarily, as a personal thing, for everybody should just take the rifle and the ammunition that you're going to use and practice. I think that is the most important thing that you can do. It's just, you know, from a hunter's standpoint, that's your job. The PHs and the guides and the trackers and everything, they're going to do their job for you and put you in front of those animals. Then it becomes your job. Take a killing shot, a good clean killing shot, and that's your job.
Right. Yes, it is.
And, you know, when you make your list of animals, you know, a couple of things I would say is, you know, be open and listen to the PHs and everything. And, you know, this isn't something where, you know, you say, I want to shoot these animals in this order. I mean, the concessions offer different things and opportunities present themselves in different ways.
They do. You've got to be very flexible.
Yeah, so just be flexible. And you know what? I mean, like I say, I had an eland on my list, and I hunted for 2 days, didn't see one. Red was fortunate to get one. But then the next day I saw a gigantic water buck, and Stefan was with us, and he said, man, Scott, you need to take that, you know. Red and I were practicing the word no on the flight for 20 hours, just looking at each other going, no.
Right.
You need to shoot that? No. But it did not work too good. We had 14 animals on a list and killed 19, so we can't count either. So.
And I'm not the least bit sorry either. No, what
exactly.
A great hunt.
That's right.
Yeah, it was awesome. And so, Roger, man, I tell you, we'd love to hook up with you sometime and just grab lunch with you and catch up with you and then maybe get you some time to come in on the show when Hunter gets back. I believe he'll be back in a few weeks. And we are really going to be a big supporter for Bushman's Quiver. And, you know, sometimes when people do shows, they get a lot of freebies, and I just want to tell everybody, we are not backing Bushman's Quiver because, you know, we got a free deal. I mean, you know, it costs money to go. This isn't a cheap thing to do, but I'm telling you, it's an experience that you will never forget. And we already have plans to maybe put a Sportsman of Colorado package together, and we're working with Stefan and Hunter on that for an August 2015 trip, and so we'll let you know about that too, Roger. So again, thanks for joining us. All right, you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, and we want to thank you again for joining our show. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we look forward to being back with you next week for more. So thanks for joining us. Have a safe weekend, and thanks for listening to Sportsman of Colorado.